Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Quantum, Einstein, Bohr, and the Great Debate About the Nature of Reality by Manjit Kumar is a narrative history of how quantum theory emerged and why it fractured the physics community into rival camps. Rather than treating quantum mechanics as a set of equations, Kumar follows the people, personalities, and pivotal meetings that turned early hints about atoms and radiation into a revolution. The book centers on Albert Einstein and Niels Bohr, whose long-running disagreement over what quantum theory means became the most famous scientific debate of the 20th century. Along the way, readers meet key figures such as Max Planck, Werner Heisenberg, Erwin Schrödinger, Paul Dirac, and others whose breakthroughs forced physicists to rethink causality, measurement, and the role of the observer. Kumar combines scientific explanation with cultural context, showing how world events and intellectual networks shaped the questions physicists asked and the answers they accepted. The result is an accessible account of ideas that still challenge everyday notions of reality. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, from classical certainty to quantum hints, Kumar frames quantum theory as a response to cracks in 19th century physics, when classical mechanics and electromagnetism seemed complete, yet failed in specific domains. The story begins with problems involving heat, light, and atomic stability, where continuous classical assumptions produced contradictions. Early quantum ideas appear not as a single moment, but as a chain of pragmatic fixes, quantized energy to explain radiation, photons to make sense of the photoelectric effect, and atomic models that use discrete orbits to match spectral lines. Kumar emphasizes how reluctant many physicists were to abandon continuity and determinism, and how the initial quantum steps were often seen as mathematical tricks rather than descriptions of nature. This context matters because it explains why later claims about probability and measurement felt so radical. The topic also highlights Einstein's complicated role. He contributed decisively to quantum thinking while remaining skeptical of its philosophical implications. By grounding the revolution in concrete experimental puzzles, the book helps readers see quantum mechanics as a historically motivated framework, not a mysterious leap. The buildup clarifies how theoretical daring and experimental pressure interacted, setting the stage for the deeper disputes that followed once quantization became unavoidable. Secondly, building the new mechanics, Heisenberg, Schrödinger, and Dirac, a major portion of the narrative, shows how quantum mechanics matured in the 1920s through quantum mechanics matured in the 1920s through competing formalisms that ultimately converged. Kumar describes the emergence of matrix mechanics and wave mechanics, presenting them as different routes to the same empirical success. The headline figures embody contrasting styles, Heisenberg's abstract, calculation-driven approach versus Schrödinger's continuous waves and intuitive pictures. The book explains why these methods were initially seen as rivals, and how their equivalents reshaped what counted as an explanation in physics. Dirac appears as a synthesizer, providing a powerful language that unified key ideas and influenced later generations. Importantly, Kumar ties mathematical developments to interpretive tensions. Tools like the uncertainty principle and the probabilistic wave function were not mere technicalities, they implied limits on prediction and raised questions about what is real versus what is measurable. This topic illustrates how a new theory can be simultaneously precise and conceptually unsettling. By following the scientists' correspondence, rivalries, and collaborations, Kumar shows that quantum mechanics was not a tidy progression, but a creative scramble in which new symbols demanded new philosophy. Thirdly, Bohr's complementarity and the Copenhagen viewpoint. Kumar treats Bohr's complementarity as the interpretive backbone that helped many physicists live with quantum strangeness. Complementarity holds that certain experimental setups reveal mutually exclusive aspects of quantum systems, such as wave-like interference or particle-like impacts, and that both descriptions are necessary even though they cannot be applied simultaneously. The book explains how this view shifts the goal of physics from describing an observer, independent reality, to organizing what can be said about outcomes under defined measurement conditions. Kumar also explores the broader Copenhagen attitude associated with Bohr and his circle, a pragmatic acceptance of probability, an emphasis on the measurement context, and a cautious stance toward unobservable mechanisms. This topic matters because it clarifies why the debate with Einstein was not simply about specific experiments, but about the purpose of scientific theories. Bohr's position is presented as subtle and sometimes difficult to parse, yet historically influential because it provided working physicists with a stable way to calculate and predict. Kumar highlights how complementarity became a cultural anchor for quantum thinking, shaping textbooks, research habits, and the common claim that quantum mechanics is complete as it stands while is. Fourthly, Einstein's objections, completeness, locality, and realism, Einstein's resistance is portrayed not as stubbornness, but as a principled demand that physical theories describe an objective world with clear causal structure. Kumar explains that Einstein objected to the idea that chance is fundamental and that measurement plays a constitutive role in defining properties. His critiques focus on whether the quantum description is complete and whether it preserves locality, the intuition that influences do not travel instantaneously across space. The book traces Einstein's evolving strategies, from thought experiments challenging uncertainty to more elaborate arguments about separated systems, all aimed at showing that quantum mechanics might be statistically correct yet conceptually unfinished. Kumar presents Einstein as someone who helped create the quantum revolution but could not accept its standard interpretation. This tension makes the debate compelling. Both sides respected the empirical success of the theory, but they disagreed on what that success meant. By situating Einstein's objections within his broader scientific worldview and his work on relativity, Kumar shows why he found certain quantum conclusions unacceptable. The topic underscores a lasting legacy. Modern discussions of hidden variables, realism, and non-local correlations still echo questions that Einstein pressed with unusual clarity and persistence. Lastly, the Solvay conferences and the lasting impact on modern physics. Kumar uses the Solvay conferences as dramatic focal points where the leading minds tested arguments face to face, turning abstract philosophical issues into concrete challenges. These meetings capture the social reality of science. Ideas advance through debate, persuasion, and the authority of respected figures as much as through equations. The Einstein-Bohr exchanges at Solvay become emblematic of a broader shift in how physics defines explanation and accepts uncertainty. Kumar also connects the historical debate to later developments that kept the questions alive, including formal results and experimental directions that examine entanglement and the nature of measurement. Even without turning the book into a technical treatise, the narrative makes clear that the disagreement was not settled by rhetoric alone. It shaped research programs and influenced what problems were considered meaningful. This topic highlights how quantum mechanics became both a practical engine for new technologies and an ongoing source of conceptual unease. The reader comes away understanding why the Einstein-Bohr debate remains a reference point for physicists and philosophers alike. It is less about who won and more about how their clash defined the boundaries of interpretation for a theory that continues to work astonishingly well. In conclusion, this book suits curious general readers, students beginning physics or philosophy of science, and anyone who enjoys intellectual history driven by strong personalities. You do not need advanced mathematics to follow the narrative, because Kumar emphasizes motivations, experiments, and the human struggle to interpret results that defy common sense. The benefit to a reader's life is twofold. It deepens scientific literacy about one of the most important ideas of the modern era, and it sharpens critical thinking about evidence, explanation, and uncertainty. Seeing Einstein and Bohr argue respectfully yet relentlessly helps readers recognize that disagreement can be productive when anchored in clear principles. The book is worth buying compared to more technical quantum introductions because it delivers context that equations alone cannot provide, why certain questions were asked, why some answers felt unacceptable, and how scientific communities decide what counts as understanding. Compared with purely biographical accounts, it balances multiple figures and shows the network of discoveries that made the debate possible. If you want a coherent story of how quantum mechanics rose and why its meaning still matters, Kumar offers an engaging and accessible guide. If you would like to support Manjit Kumar, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.